You're on Really Czech Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Sometimes it's easy to feel incredibly overwhelmed, is it not? Because we seem to be under attack every which way. And oh my goodness, if you have children, it seems to be especially so. My 13-year-old, as you know, goes to 13-year-old daughter goes to Whakatipu High School. There in a class, they were asked to complete a online survey. Ostensibly, it was to check on their well-being. I'm not allowed to see the questions because they're copyright. But to be fair, the deputy principal is checking to see if he can get them to me. I'm certainly not allowed to see the answers, because the students were told, my daughter was told, that the answers would not be shown to me, that she could confide in this online survey and not her mum or dad. I said to my daughter, what were the questions? Oh, she said they were terrible. Like what? Oh, have you had sex yet? Thirteen years old. What would you say to a teacher that asked a 13-year-old girl whether she was having sex? They'd be run out of the school, I would hope. It's disgusting. Who's asking these questions, you might want to know? Well, here's where it gets shocking. I shouldn't laugh. It is so appalling. It turns out that the survey is run by a little company, basically two directors. They own it through a holding company with another lady. And now contracting to over 100 schools to do these surveys, to quote, check and to screen your students for their well-being. This company set up in 2021 called Good Space Schools Limited. It doesn't have an office. The registered office is the home of a lady called Subhata Rajanandu. She's one of the two directors. The company itself is owned by Good Space Holdings Limited, incorporated in 2021 January also, and they own it. Her and a fellow, another fellow whose name I forget. All visionaries, you know, all doing, what's that phrase they use? Evidence-based. So they came into the school without my permission. They can come to the school without my permission. It's the questions they ask without my permission. They came into the school, had their little online platform, and asked every kid, age 13 or so, it was year 10 kids, whether they're having sex or not, and whether they're taking drugs, drinking alcohol, whether mum and dad argue. And it goes on to their online platform. Who knows who has this information? But it's a question, is it not? It's disturbing. Why would over 100 schools, and I understand there are similar companies doing this in other schools in New Zealand for well-being, why would 13-year-olds throughout New Zealand in class time being asked online whether they're having sex. How are you supposed to interpret that as a 13-year-old girl? Oh, no. Should I be? My understanding is if you say yes, drop-down questions occur like how often and how many partners? What would happen if I said to the teachers at the school, I want to do a survey. Are you having sex? Wildly inappropriate. But at least they're over the age of consent. Schools in New Zealand are asking kids 13 years whether they're having sex, and no one seems to care. In fact, they celebrate it because they're looking after the well-being. Well, what do we do to stop this stuff? What we do is we expose it. It won't get into the legacy media. Compromised. Our politicians are too scared. So what we do is we find out what's going on, we talk to each other, and we expose it. This is why it's so important to have RCR. And I tell you, another organisation you just have to join for the sake of our country and our civilization. And it's Let Kids Be Kids. Google it. Go to it. Join up, even if you don't have kids or grandkids. Why? We all have an interest in the safety and protecting the innocence of the next generation of New Zealanders. If we don't do that, we're doomed. And Let Kids Be Kids is doing it in the perfect way under the guidance of Penny Marie. And it's this. It's empowering parents. It's a forum where people can discuss what's happening and not feel alone. And it's got resources and it's gaining information of all that is going on in our New Zealand schools. Trust me, it's not good and we need to stop it. In order to stop it, we need to expose it. We need to expose it and we need to speak out. Please. Join Let Kids Be Kids. Send me a text, 2057, email me, inbox at rallycheck.radio.